It was way late the next day before they ever found them. They started hunting because, man, these cattle went and drowned by piles all over that. One of them, one of these boys, he didn't die by drowning. He died by a snake bite that bit him, big moccasin snake bit him in the face in two places. But he died before they could get him out to the hospital, to the doctors. But that old man, Steve's father-in-law, he was a too, so stand, but he originally was raised in Cameron. He was bruised up. Man, you ought to have seen that. He was bruised, spotted all over his body, his legs, his face, his arms. He had hardly no more clothes left on him when they found him.
He was a tough man.
Yeah, you betcha. And it washed away 11 houses from here in the marsh, tore them all to pieces. I got a rent house at the end of my property there that went and landed on White Lake, 2 miles from here. In fact, at that time, it belonged to my son that came here this morning. Now, we left here afoot. We'd started in a truck, a brand new Ford pickup truck, and it drowned it out here. We had to get out, and we come in the house, and we could see the water kept coming. And I told him, I said, we got to leave here. And we started, and he had had another one. My youngest boy was married, and he had their first baby. His wife had just got out of the hospital about 8 days. So I underwent the appendix surgery. I was just back home 3 days. I stayed in the hospital 7 and then come back home. So me and her was both weak. We caught together. And between my wife and my oldest son that came here this morning, they took care of the kids. They carried them. Some was hooked on his pockets until we got up to where my brother lives, was living not far from the schoolhouse on this side. Well, then we began to get out of the water. But it was coming up, we had to take the back and come in back ways of the school. We all got into school, man. The schoolhouse was full from one end to the other, all day and all night. Man, it was a horrible looking sight.
What about your house? What damage did it do?
Well, it done a lot of damage. We had to redo it all inside. I had a big 8-foot porch on the front. It tore it all to pieces. I had a great big log that come from the beach, was laying up against my porch on the front. Well, they took them, I don't know. We stayed away from here for 2 months, me and my wife. We stayed in Abbeville 2 months before they ever got the house back and got the whole country kind of able so that we could travel it. Man, it was debris in the road. It took them a terrible time to get, but when I got back, my boat was the good one. It was back in the ditch. They got it back there. Yeah, they had plenty of people. In fact, they all had to get out.
And the wind
was from the front.
Yeah.
You take down on that end, man, there wasn't hardly a house left there. It took off 11 of them. 11 houses went off in the marsh. Some was brought back and rebuilt. They were badly damaged, but they were all very well rebuilt and cleaned up, just like mine.
The fences here were made out of?
Well, the fences was all wire fence. Some of this, what we call hog netting, and others was barbed wire, but man, it